The Gemara Masechta Baba Basra Daf Kuf Chof Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us. V'omer, the pasuk says, when Yaakov gave the bracha to Yosef, V'ani nasati l'cha Shechem Echad al Achecha, I gave you an extra portion more than your brothers, Asher l'kachti miyad ha'mayr b'charbi b'kashti, that I received with my sword and spear. Ask the Gemara v'chi b'charba v'kashta lokach. Is that how Yaakov received his shear in Eretz Yisrael? For like for Namar, doesn't the pasuk until him say ki loy b'kashti eftach? I don't rely on my bow and arrow. V'charbi loy say shieni, and I don't rely on the sword. Says the Gemara, al charbi zu tfila. Charbi means that he davened, kashti zu bakasha. So the Mashah explains that the pasuk which compares the tfila to a cherif is, we know that regarding Esav, the pasuk says, val charbecha techia. What is that Esav lives on the sword? Yaakov's sword is not a physical sword, but rather Yaakov's sword is his tefillah. As the pasuk says, Hakol kol Yaakov vayudayim de Esav. Yaakov's tefillah have the ability to overcome the yudayim of Esav. The keshes, explains the Mashah, is the pasuk says regarding Yishmael, Vayhi roi v'kashis. Yishmael was an individual who shot a bow and arrow, and Yaakov was able to prevail over Yishmael with his keshes, with his tefillah. The Yavetz explains that the pasuk says, Cherev pepios. A pasuk in Tehillim we say every day, Raimois kale begroinam, v'cherev bepiois biyodam, that the pasuk is teaching us that tefillah, which is done with the peh, is the cherev of Klal Yisrael. And the keshes, explains the Yavetz, is from the same root as the word bakasha. So when the pasuk says becharbi ubekashti, it means bakashosi. The Maremi Soda has a different approach. He says, the pasuk says l'shmaya elarina v'tfila, and the Gemara Masech the Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph explains rina zu tfila, tfila zu bakasha. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? Rina zu tfila shel shvach, that when you daven, you have to say the shvach, the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bakasha is shelas tzrochav, when you have to ask Hashem for what you need. So he says, when somebody says shvach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it only accomplishes that that person finds favor. Like the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis teaches us, Kol Oisik B'Torah B'Laila, whoever studies Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshev Olav Chut Shal Chesed B'Yoyim. So that only helps for a person who's already doing the right thing, and by doing it this way, he has a chut shel chesed. Bakasha, explains the Maremi Sadr, is even more powerful. That even if a person is not on a high madrega, but if he's mevakish and he's shoyel tzrochov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter in what stage he finds himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to what he davens. The Ben Yoyada has a different approach to this Gemara. The Ben Yoyada says when somebody need something, but he doesn't really need the thing that he's asking for. Let's say somebody needs money, but he doesn't need the money because he needs the money. He needs the money because he wants to buy something with that money. That is not called a bakasha. What he wants is called the bakasha. What he wants to do with the money is considered the bakasha. So he explains, when a tzaddik davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for gashmistiger things, that through those gashmistiger things he should have olam haba. So the request for the gashmistiger items that he's requesting is called shayla. What he wants to do with these things, he wants to have the money. When he davens for the money that he should be able to pay tuition for his children in yeshiva, when he davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should have money that he should be able to buy dalminim, so the money is called shayla, and the item that he truly wants to buy with that money is called bakasha. So he explains, and we'll speak about this more. The cherev could kill somebody that is close by. You pierce the person with a sword. A bow and arrow, on the other hand, is used to shoot at somebody who is further away. So he says, when somebody davens for gashmi's the things that he needs to do mitzvahs, that is considered one type of tefillah. But when somebody davens that he wants to use what he's asking for Torah mitzvahs, that is a much more powerful tefillah. It doesn't only protect him like a sword that only protects you from the people that are attacking you from close by, but it protects you like a bow and arrow that protects you even from enemies that are further away. So too, if a person's tefillah is for gashmius, it'll only protect him from what's close by. It'll only have minimal impact. If your tefillah is for ruchnius, it has much stronger impact. But the Brisker Rav has a whole different approach to this Gemara. He says there are two types of tefillahs. There's a tefillah that we know, the Nusach HaTefillah, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established, that we say Shmoneh Esrei, everybody says the same Nusach HaTefillah. And then there's tefillah that one davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has personal, specific needs that he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. So he says, when you say the regular Nusach HaTefillah that the Anshei Knesset HaGdol established, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol put a koyach into the tefillah that as soon as you say that Nusach HaTefillah, it will help. But when you're saying your own Nusach, that needs more kavana. So now he explains. The tefillah that we say, the Nusach HaTefillah, is called Charbi. It's like a sword, that anything that touches it, it immediately pierces. The Keshes doesn't immediately do harm. You have to put in effort and shoot it with the proper aim. A tefillah protis, which is your own tefillah, needs much more concentration to be effective. But then I saw one more nice pshat. The pasuk says in Parshas Noach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Noach after the Mabel, V'hoye ba'anani onan al oritz v'nirasa keshes ba'onam. When it will be when there will be clouds, you'll be able to see the rainbow through the clouds. So Mefarshim explained, the Sefer Levi Omar explains, when there's darkness in the world, as Rashi over there says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring darkness and destruction in the world, what could help us in such a difficult time? Says the Pasuk, V'nirasa HaKeshes Ba'anan. When you're facing, when a person is facing dark times, if there's keshes, if there's a bakasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has the ability to pierce the anan, to pierce the clouds, to pierce the difficult time that a person should be able to have a Yeshua no matter what situation he finds himself in.